Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I'd like to welcome to the show Daniel Walker. This is an interview that actually links to a feature in our current edition of Mind Food from the Invader organisation. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you.
Now, I'll let you describe to our listeners what Invader actually is.
Invader is a team, but hopefully increasingly a growing movement of people who use their skills, be they professional or volunteer, to effectively combat the fastest growing form of slavery in the world today, which is human trafficking. We focus particularly on sex trafficking, which from my experience in the field is the absolute worst form of slavery in the world today, and essentially that's the multi-billion dollar industry of coercing and deceiving women and children into the global sex industry. So we do three things. We rescue the victims through gathering evidence, which we use to facilitate their rescue and placement in aftercare organisations. We use the same evidence to facilitate the prosecution of the perpetrators responsible. And thirdly, we empower the local community, be it local law enforcement and local churches, local community groups, to identify and effectively combat trafficking themselves.
Now, you've had over 20 years' experience in law enforcement. Why did you decide to get involved in this, and you know, as an undercover agent?
Prior to joining the police, I completed a number of courses of study, in particular focusing on child exploitation in the developing world, and read about children as young as my little sister, who was, I think, about 12 or 13 at the time, being sold every day on the streets of the big cities in our world just to survive. And I couldn't believe that little girls and boys that young were, first of all, still being sold in that way, and just the magnitude of it. So I finished this course of study, and through a series of events ultimately ended up in the police. And it was about 11 or 12 years later that I heard about these groups that used the skills of detectives to gather really damning evidence to set people free. Because once you've got the evidence, once you've got the truth of what is going on behind the criminal groups that make these huge profits from women and children, then you're in a real position of power. Mm. And I've seen firsthand how effective, incredibly effective, we can be using that information to combat sex trafficking.
Now tell me, why is sex trafficking, though, as an industry on the rise globally?
Well, first of all, I guess sex sells, which is no surprise. But I think a number of factors have come together to make this time in history particularly particularly dangerous cocktail. Mm. You've got poverty coupled with the ease of international travel, tourism, globalization. So the world is much smaller as a result of technology, the internet, and so on. It's estimated by some that in the next 10 years, the commercial sexual sale of women and children will surpass drugs, which is currently number one.
Bloody hell.
Will become the number one source of income for organized crime. And it's simply because you can sell drugs, you know, you eat cocaine or heroin, whatever it is, you sell it once and it's gone. But you can get a small boy or a small girl and sell them many times a day, again and again and again. So the profits are huge, and the penalties for selling women and children are typically less than they are for selling drugs.
Daniel, thanks a lot for being on today's show. That's Daniel Walker from Invader, the organisation that goes in and explores sex trafficking. It's an extraordinary organisation. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.